You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, let's touch table on a little bit of football. It is time for football today.
Well, let's get started with this story because, yes, now the Steelers are in bed with another malcontent. His name is Jalen Ramsey. The Sun Sentinel is reporting that Miami was fed
I sound like Santa Claus for Christmas Story. Ho, ho, ho. David, I almost felt bad for you. Go ahead. Share with the people.
Yeah, Miami apparently was fed up with the veteran cornerback, and he was hurting the culture of the franchise.
Well, why was that, David?
Ramsey was regularly late to practices and would constantly undermine former defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and head coach Mike McDaniel.
And want to get paid at every turn.
Correct. And his attitude reportedly spread to other team members. So this is a two-part here.
Mm-hmm.
Will losing or getting rid of him help Miami and Mike McDaniel? Or is there just too much going on there? And then why do the Steelers continue to get these guys?
I want you to handle part B. For Miami, look, I mean, it'll be an automatic upgrade to the culture, but Minkah Fitzpatrick doesn't line up and play D tackle. You know, he's not going to play in the front seven. There's too much going on. But Minkah clearly was drafted by Miami. He's a well-thought-of player, good culture guy. I don't think it fixes them. And look, the Steelers, I want you to handle it. It's your team. I'll just say this for the average fan. They don't realize the Pittsburgh Steelers actually kind of deal. The currency for them is bleep hole.
You're right.
They deal in bleep hole. They always have an appetite to take on the troubled player.
They look at talent over anything. And while I think Jalen Ramsey is not as talented as he used to be, he's still talented enough to where when you're on a one-year run, he can bring you something on the roster.
So can Tomlin rein him in?
Yes, he can.
Okay.
That's the scary thing because he always seems to be able to do it. Yes, I think he can do that.
Okay.
Wow. Man, here we go again. We just got rid of one. We just traded one to Dallas.
Woo.
All right, so I'm going to include a couple stories here together, and I'm going to ask you what happens here leading into training camp with these guys. It is contract situations with three of these guys. The first guy is Terry McLaurin. The report here from Jeremy Fowler and Adam Schefter is that they are far apart.
Yeah.
And there's no progress. There's a huge gap between both parties. And we'll see what happens leading up to training camp. The other one is a Steeler. It is T.J. Watt. Jeremy Fowler again on ESPN SportsCenter said, well, people I've talked to around the league believe that it's guaranteed money and it's term length.
Yeah.
That's the problem with negotiations. Will both of these guys, so they won't show up at camp?
Watt will get done. He's okay. A legend. He's the face of the franchise. I think he's a Hall of Famer. McLaurin, I know what this is. He wants a Tyreek Hill deal. He wants to make $30-plus million a year. Yep. Look, I love Scary Terry. I'd love to have him on my team. And he's a very good player. But if I start naming the 5, 6, 7 best receivers in the sport, he's not one of them. He's close. But, like, right here, right now, like, am I going to pay you $150 million over 5 years? No. There's got to be a happy medium in there. I view Terry McLaurin much more like T. Higgins than Ja'Marr Chase. Well, therefore, the contracts have to have representative value.
See, I'm glad you ended that with that statement there, because the next guy I want to talk about, we've sort of talked about it. It is James Cook. James Cook, he wants a new deal with the Buffalo Bills. He's a major part of their offense. Josh Allen loves him, but we talk about it here. Can't pay running backs. So what do you do with him if you're the Buffalo Bills?
Franchise tag. Enjoy. I think ultimately they probably get something done. They have a window here.
That's what it is, yes.
And, David, I'm going to regret saying this. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I know.
Whoa.
I know. That's kind of where I'm angling at as I start my NFL work this year. I think the Bills put it all together. And I don't think you want a distraction there. I think they'll get it done.
Well, if you're thinking like that, then yes, then you have to get a deal done, because you cannot go into training camp. You have to have everybody in the same direction, moving in the same direction.
That is correct, sir.
So let's talk about that. Since you think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl, that leads me right into my question.
I'm going to regret saying that. Do I reserve the right to change? It's only July 7th.
Oh, sure. July 7th. No one's in training camp yet.
Okay,
you can change.
Thank you.
But it leads me into my conversation regarding the Kansas City Chiefs here. Patrick Mahomes was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams this morning, and he quote says, "I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk and talk, and I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it out there." It seems like they're taking this as a revenge tour out there for their 2025 season, but my question for you is this season the last dance for the Chiefs? Meaning the core, you got Kelce that's probably out of here. They maybe reshuffle some things. This is it.
It feels like there's going to need to be a San Francisco-like retooling. Probably a year too late. I mean, we made the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, I know, but it looked distinctly different.
Yes, it did.
You got very fortunate. Hey, the Broncos missed an extra point again. So, like, probably needed a retool now. I understand why they're running it back. Yes, Rashee Rice will help. Yeah, David, I'll say it's the last dance.
Yeah, because we've talked about the division itself becoming tougher for them, let alone everything else in the AFC. While, yes, Baltimore has failed in the playoffs, they're still there.
Yes.
Buffalo is still there. There's a lot of teams in the AFC.
And I think they're going to get overtaken in their own division. Why am I offering hot takes on July 7th?
I love it.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I think old Harbaugh might get him. He might have their plays.
So I wanted to close it out with this.
David, come on.
That is so good.
It writes itself.
I will not hold you to those statements.
Okay, it's July 7th.
I will not do that. But I want to close it out here, because Fox Sports did an interesting, I think, weird list here of top 10 most iconic NFL stadiums today.
Okay.
Could not believe what was number 10. MetLife Stadium.
Place to dump.
What? MetLife number 10?
I've been to MetLife many times. I don't know Giant fans who like it. I don't like it. I think it is the most woeful use of $1.5 billion. It is a stadium that already feels archaic. That's before we write the jokes about it being built in the middle of a swamp with a shopping mall next to it. No. The answer is just no.
Yeah,
do you know how many playoff games MetLife has hosted in its lifetime? Yeah, one.
See, and that's what I think of. Iconic means there's been moments there. I don't remember moments happening at MetLife.
Yeah, I remember a lot of losing.
Number 9, they had Lincoln Financial. 8, they had Mile High over there, Empower Field for the Broncos. The Caesars Dome, Superdome, number 7, Acushnet Stadium. I don't get it.
Why would the Superdome be there?
Don't get it.
I mean, I know they've had a renovation, but that is not well thought of. Also, you know what? I'll save it. Keep going. Look, Broncos Mile High should be up there. Kansas City ought to be up there. Philly ought to be up there.
Kansas City's number two on their list.
Buffalo, Ralph Wilson Stadium should be up there. Pittsburgh, nope. Heinz Field should be there.
That's number six.
Baltimore should be there.
Baltimore is not there at all.
That's crazy to me.
I could not. But Lambeau Field is number one for them. Kansas City, then Dallas, AT&T Stadium, Soldier Field. Seattle's field at number five. I don't get this list.
I got to say this. And I promise you, it's not my bias of being a Cowboy hater. Okay?
You're right,
but
though.
But we have got to stop with this Dallas thing. Oh, we put windows on it so God could see the team play. Okay, you blow. You haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Your team's a joke. We got to stop. Not everything Dallas does is good. Dallas is like USC football. It's just, Like, that's enough. No, I don't consider Jerry World the eighth wonder of the world. Why is that on there over a Baltimore?
It shouldn't be. I mean, for honorable mention, they got SoFi Stadium on here. Like,
so basically, what is this, the bells and whistles list?
It says iconic, and I'm like, none of this is iconic.
No.
Allegiant Stadium is a honorable mention. What's happened there? The Raiders don't do anything. It was weird.
You know what? That's called, we need to fill time. It's July. Have Bobby the intern compile a ChatGPT list. That's all it is.
You're exactly
You may
right.
as well have had Stephen A. make that list.
3 weeks to training camp. We got to talk NFL. Put this together.
Bobby, hit the button on the phone.
That is your Yikes. Football today.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Rico on vacation opened up with some Tiger talk. I think it was more than a sweep of Cleveland. I think there's a couple of proclamations we can make. We covered that. We also hit this Elliot Friedman report about the Red Wings and Iserman. Not going great. But again, Odyssey.com Rewind on that. I'll get the ticket text. Just a brief note. This Pistons Dennis Schroeder thing is still a thing as far as it being a sign and trade. The NBA's really got to get control of this. The idea that teams are making deals and will, quote, figure it out later, or a third team, a fourth team, or in the case of Kevin Durant, a seventh team could get involved. Guys, come on. This isn't JCPenney in 1992. There's no layaway. You make a trade, who's involved, who gets what? That's it. But John Collins was in a separate deal today. Why is it relevant? Because John Collins has been one of those names. Linked with the Pistons a little bit. PJ Washington is a name I would love to add. I think PJ Washington could play a really nice role here. But John Collins is off the list. He was involved in the Norman Powell trade. Norman Powell goes to Miami. Good luck with the Tyler Hero, Norman Powell backcourt. I mean, that it. Defense, they'll have to use Rosetta Stone to look up that word. But But John Collins goes to the Clips. That's a really nice move for the Clippers because he can be their fourth option. So another name to cross off. I don't know what the Pistons are going to do, but last check, even the beat writers are talking about it. It's still a sign and trade question mark. So I'd love to see a player. That would be really nice. That'd be swell. David, ticket text, though, before we move along to other business.
Calling Vegas now, putting my house on Buffalo to win the Super Bowl.
No. Chris in Detroit. No. Look, it's July 7th. I shouldn't have even said it. I'm not ready to say these things, but I just was like, well, let's just cut it loose.
This is the year. Josh Allen and the Bills get it done because I'm a Cowboy. Yeehaw.
He played so much better last year. And he cut down the red zone nonsense. And he cut down a lot of the Cowboy bravado. And he just played quarterback. And he's tough. And we all know he's unbelievably athletic. He showed me a lot. And I think they fixed the last piece to their puzzle. Need to get bigger on the blue line. The Bills need to get bigger on the D line. They were like the Lollipop Guild. They needed more physicality, more brute strength to hold up in the run game. And they addressed that this offseason.
Mike, I think we've been sold a bill of goods with respect to the Red Wings prospects. These prospects were swept in the first round of the AHL playoffs. They ain't looking that great.
All right, I'm not going to do Grand Rapids Griffins.
No, certainly not. But I also think like this development is not linear with these prospects, but also we're not going to see them, a bulk of them, play their, you know, the meat of their careers for a little bit now. So even if they're great, it's not going to help you right here, right now.
No. And that, Kenny, the whole idea is, and I say this and fans get so offended and I don't know why, because it's not meant with any malice. And I just, you can hire anyone if the only thing you're asking them to do is draft and develop. Fill the roster with filler, but just draft and develop.
Make him the director of amateur scouting then. If all he's good at is drafting,
right,
that's not the complete package. That's not what you sign manager for.
Whether you are the GM of the Georgia Bulldogs or the GM of the Detroit Red Wings, the job is no different. The job is you have X amount of levers. And if you're not using every tool or every lever at your disposal, then you're obsolete. Look at Clemson football. For a while, they tried to do it without pulling the magic lever of NIL and of the portal. They didn't want to do it. Even now, they're getting hip to it because they were getting left behind. If Iserman cannot or will not execute high-level trades, cannot or will not recruit and pay market value for high-end free agents, then what's the point? And if you read what Elliot Friedman said, it paints that picture. Now, if you think that's unfair, take it up with Elliot Friedman. Mainly because he spells his name in a fancy manner. David's got it with three T's on the show sheet here. Elliot.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Okay?
Elliot. What a luxurious way to spell. Go ahead.
Probably would love to do it that way, Elliot. But I'm pretty sure. Eisenman said the entire time it's building through the draft. I'd rather build a team than just make the playoffs.
Okay. So, again, I'm in way too good of a mood to be smarmy, so I'm going to be nice to you. Why does it have to be mutually exclusive of one another? The great franchises do it all. And I don't really care what Eiserman said 7 summers ago. The fact is, according to Elliot Friedman, the fact that Eiserman hasn't moved this program forward now has made you an impossible sell to players. Think about it. Guys you're trying to sign were 14 when you made the playoffs. It's a bit of an issue. But you keep clutching prospects like old ladies clutch pearls. I don't know what to say. Because here's the thing. And now this is, now Kenny, I want you to stop me if I'm out of line. For years, we said this in basketball. And the very same fans who are sitting here and giving Steve excuses were the ones who told me you can't be bad for too long or you'll create a toxic culture. I used to say, look, I need the Pistons to tank. We need to get a high pick. I was right. So I was told you can't do that because if you go without the playoffs for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, you will create a toxic environment that no one will want to be a part of. Yet, those fans are perfectly okay with Yzerman essentially doing just that.
No, I don't think you're out of line there at all. The problem now is that Yzerman has signed his core guys, his Mo Sider, his Lucas Raymond. I think those are going to be tremendous NHL players.
Well, I also think they're going to be tremendous values. The cap's going to go up. I'm not going to say half price, but Sider and Raymond with the new cap are a lot closer to $12 million a year than $8 million.
Fair? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the problem with doing that is now you've started your clock. Now you've opened your window. And every year they don't make the playoffs, every year those guys don't get playoff experience is a wasted year in my eyes.
Yeah, and mind you, the playoffs isn't the goal. Thank you. The goal is championships. That's what the Red Wings are about.
I know, but I just got clowned so much about, oh, Jake Waldman got turnstiled in the Cup Final. And I'm like, yeah. In the Cup Final. Yeah,
exactly. Playing meaningful minutes for a Stanley Cup. And again, oh, yeah. Oh, what do you want? The Oilers? Yeah, you're right. I'd hate being in a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And the team they ran into is kind of like the Miami Heat with LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch. It's one of the best hockey teams of the last, I'll be conservative, 15 years. An absolute wagon. Sorry. Fans just do weird things. And I guess I was just born with a defect. Like, I don't do that with my teams. Why would I? Like, I thought we all stopped playing pretend when we were kids. Like, some of these Red Wing fans, I feel like they still have pretend friends. Like, when they were 8 and they speak secret languages to each other. It's like, you're grown.
Yeah, they do. It's called social media.
Oh, I leave that to you, buddy.
I try to stay away from it.
Yeah. Keyword is try. Do me a favor. Give me your phone during the break. We'll do better than try.
No.
Gone.
Or you just post something awful. And then
I would never do that. No, because years ago, Doug and Scott used to leave their shared, X account now open. And I did that a few times. And it was nothing egregious, but it was just, you know, ha-has. I got all upset. It was a whole scene. It was a terrible thing. You know what? That's the best thing to do. 248-539-9797. We will get some football in the mix. I want to bring up a Tigers thing, though. And it's different than what we started with. But I have to ask a question. Tarek Skubal said something this weekend, and I was a little confused. We'll talk about it next. 97.1. All right. I want to read to you something Tarek Skubal said this weekend, and I don't know. Let me admit bias. My bias is I don't care about the All-Star team. I don't care about the event. I don't think fans care about the event. And frankly, and I'm not accusing Tarek of this, I don't think a lot of players care. Like, we're a long way from Pete Rose and Ray Fossey, all right? So I'm telling you that up front. But Skubal said something, and I didn't bristle at it, but I was just more like, all right, take it easy. He goes, to be honest, I'm a little disappointed only getting 4. The Tigers have 4 All-Stars. I think there are a lot more deserving guys on our team. We've got the best record in the American League. I'd like to think we'd be more represented. He rattled off Zach McKinstry, Spencer Torkelson, Dylan Dingler, Will Vest, Tommy Canley, Casey Mize, all deserving a spot on the team. As much as I enjoy that I'm going, I'm disappointed only 4 of us are going. There's more deserving people in the room for sure. Close quote. Really? I just so we're being straight. Zach McKinstry with a straight face. Spencer Torkelson? I mean, love the power, but really? All-star. Now, you want to make a case with Mize off of that start this weekend? I'll tell you one thing. Part of the reason I don't want to go screaming and yelling about pitching until near the deadline. What did I say to you? Let me see Mize healthy. Let me see Reese Olson on return. Let me see Alex Cobb at some point. The point is, who got snubbed? If you're a Tiger fan and you're nodding dutifully with Tarek Skubal, who got snubbed? Who am I supposed to send to the All-Star game? Now, mind you, the All-Star game is dumb the way they do this. And I'm not trying to be insulting, but anytime you let fans vote on anything, you've automatically gone dumb. Second of all, baseball's the sport for eternity that's had, every team gets somebody in the game. Look, who got snubbed in your mind? Tell me. And mind you, one of your All-Stars hits ninth. So let's just think about this for a minute. I'd say you're fortunate to have four. But if you think there should be five, who? Feel free. This is nothing I'm willing to yell about. I'm just saying both things can be true. Skubal can be a good teammate and do what he did there. Show respect for the guys in the room, pump up his own guys, hype up Detroit. Cool. You know what else can be true? He's totally wrong. And that's okay. It's not a big deal. Yes, Kenneth.
Since when is four a bad thing? Four is good. If you would have signed me up for four at the beginning of the season and you said, hey, four of your guys are going to be All-Stars this year, I'd be like, it's a pretty damn good year we're having, huh?
Correct.
So I don't know why four is a bad thing.
But who got snubbed?
I don't think anybody got snubbed.
No?
As much as Zach McKinstry has played well, and he has, I don't know, man. Putting him as your, what, third baseman? Yeah, no.
Now, if you wanted to say Will Vest, I'll live with it. But okay, what closer are we taking off the All-Star team? And then you start getting in the mix of A, fans vote, and B, you know, if you're starting to list elite closers in baseball, as good as Will Vest has been, he's not in the conversation. Okay, Tommy Canley, it's been wonderful, but he's a setup guy. That's even harder to make an All-Star team. The best case you might have would be Mize. But I'm not losing sleep over it. Four All-Stars for a team that's light on star power, that's pretty good, man. I think Skubal supported his guys. I think Skubal did the right thing. I'm not mad about it. I think there's something to be said for when you're a team leader, you say certain things. That's why I said I didn't bristle. He can be right, and the point can be wrong. And you can have those two things together, and no one needs to be upset about it. I think Skubal was being a good teammate. But we don't have to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, this is terrible. Get the pitchforks out. Like, come on, man. I mean, the one thing I would say is, Tarek, you kind of got off on the wrong foot with a McKinstry shout-out as the first. In what world is he making an All-Star? Come on. I understand. Value? Yes. Have they needed him? Yes. Just like Javi. Totally get it. But, you know, come on. Really?
See, you're exactly right. Tarek is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be a great teammate. He's supposed to be a great leader. But part of it is what you said earlier about the propaganda. I am not supposed to then just believe everything that comes out from the team and just say, yep, you're right. You're exactly right. Because I don't believe there should be more than four. Really, because of the fan vote, there should really only be three. Javi should not be in the starter in center field. That's just me. But they were pushing McKinstry on the they were pushing him on the broadcast last night. And I was trying to be nice, and I was honestly trying not to roll my eyes.
David, if I left it up to Benetti and company, they'd say my grandma Carmella should be in the All-Star game. One problem, she died in 93. You can't take that broadcast seriously. You just.
But it was hard.
They have a job to do. That's all I can tell you.
It was difficult not to roll my eye because I'm like, they can't be serious, but they're serious. And you're right, they're doing their job. But no, Tarek Skubal is wrong. There should not be more All-Stars from this roster. There just shouldn't be.
Yeah, and
good for him to say it.
He's being a good teammate, man, and I'm fine with it. But yeah, I'm not going to just go along with it because then you start to look at it and you go, all right, well, part of the problem in all this is every team getting a say. You know, it's like, do I need to see Shane Smith in the ball game? Here's the idea. You're a White Sox. You're banned from the All-Star game on principle.
Now, that's what I would agree with you on. Now, if you want to do an All-Star game and actually put the All-Stars in and not someone from every team, then maybe you do get a Will Vest in there. That may be possible.
But can I put Will Vest in over Andres Munoz? Can I put him in over Josh Hader? Can I put him in over Aroldis Chapman? I can't do that.
No. But if you don't have a White Sox representative, maybe you then. Well, but that's another conversation.
Then we're getting somewhere.
There's four is enough. It's the perfect number for this team.
It is. I just goof around about the baseball stuff and the fan voting. And look, they're getting better at it. But for years when I was a kid and everyone got a spot, it drove me crazy. I'm like, what are we doing?
I mean, the fan voting should have stopped. When I was a kid in the NBA, Grant Hill was hurt the entire year. And he was voted a starter because of the fans. That should have been the end of it then. That's over 25 years ago.
How do you really feel? Hey, by the way, who's the Rockies All-Star? It should be the fans. If you've showed up and paid your hard-earned money to watch that dog turd of a franchise, you're the All-Star. You actually should be flown to the stadium.
I haven't looked. Is it a guy named Ryan? Because they love their Ryans there.
I don't care. I won't watch the All-Star game. It doesn't mean anything to me. No, that's not like a flex or anything. I'm just saying. I don't. Preseason football and MLB All-Star game, they're basically equal to me. It doesn't matter. And it's not a serious event. All right. We can get some of the phone calls. We'll get a football today in the mix. I do want to reset this Elliott Friedman thing. And I'll mix the Tigers in the 5 o'clock, but in a good way, which is proclamations. Maybe bolder than the Buffalo Bills comment I made earlier. We'll mix it in the 5 o'clock. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.